This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Baja Retreat and Spa, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Bond for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the National Insurance Board, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon, live in full effect. I'm grateful to be in your company, hoping that you guys are good out there. I understand that someone has been taken out this morning. We continue to pray for our country, man. I think that there's nothing else that I can say about that, about these incidents that we see here in the Capitol. Yesterday, the person that, because I had an opportunity to kind of look over it, right? And I'm watching this, right? And I'm looking at the young man. And I say, I know this young man. So I look for more videos, more information and whatnot. And then I made a call subsequently to my auto body guy. And I had to kind of extend condolences to him and his family to their time of bereavement. Yeah, it's a peculiar thing when you... It feels distant to see someone taken out the way that they are. And you say, that's them. But it hits home when you actually know these people, whether it's 2 degrees, 3 degrees, 4 degrees, 5 degrees separation, whatever the degree of separation, and you feel like you know these people. It's an amazing thing that because I felt like I was carrying that for the entire time after the revelation. So I continue to be able to pray for those families and pray for those persons. I pray for clarity in our country. I pray for integrity. I pray for conviction. I pray for dignity. I pray for righteousness to return to our nation. I pray that we move in the right direction, right? And, you know, what's good? What good is prayer if we don't apply ourselves to in works? So I just wanted to kind of say that. And I'm going to open up the lines today, but I want to be as decent as possible. As we do that, before we do anything, so I got to shout out to my good people over at Baja Retreat Spa. They got everything available for you. We're going to be hanging out with them on Thursday of this week, Thursday, May 9th. We're going to be hanging out with them and doing a live remote from there. So you got to go down there. They got all their stuff available. You got to check them out, man. If you're one of these persons, I have been contemplating for a long time for... I can be honest with you. I have been contemplating for a long time. I got like this kink in my neck, right? And I've been saying to my wife, I'm small. I'm not going to fight her. I'm a little small. She can't rub my big neck the way that I would need it to get. You know what I mean? Like I need, you know, Olga. Yeah, you know Olga, right? I need Olga to rub my neck and be able to do some things, right? Baja Retreat Spa got everything available for you. You don't have to concern yourself about that. They are trained professionals. You don't have to let your children walk on your back. Oh, well, come walk on daddy back. Oh, look, walk on mommy back right there. You don't have to go do all that. Go down to Bahar Retreat and Spa and invest in yourself, right? Get yourself a manicure, a pedicure, a facial, a body scrub, a massage. Do the entire thing. You are worth it. You're here, eh? You're here. Make sure you go down there, check them out. Let them know that Howard Grant sent you. They got everything available for you. I want you to check them out. They are good and decent people. We're going to go down there on Thursday of this week and really check them out, like I said. So I want you to be able to do that and see exactly what's what. Also, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's Printing Innovators, right? They got everything, man. I mean, I often say this to you, and I think that you think I make joke about it, but I got this book about visions and ideas, goals, aspirations, plans, dreams, the whole thing. Like, if I have a peculiar dream, I wake up. I haven't done it in years, I can be honest with you, but I still have the book. So if I have a peculiar dream, I wake up and I kind of jot it down, right? I started this in 2004. I wake up and I jot it down, wake up and I jot it down. If I have this kind of issues and concerns, I wake up, you know, I kind of jot those things down, almost like a journal, just to be able to keep me on course. So when I look back, I can be able to identify these things. Out of that came a lot of ideas for business and so forth and so on. And so you learn over the years about the approach to pitching a concept, being able to decipher exactly how you're going to be able to do the strong points and presenting it. But you don't necessarily have the language, the presentation, the setup, the way that you want to be able to do it. You need graphics. You need somebody to print it. You need a professional setup. You can go down to Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. So whether that's that book in your head that you've been kind of, playing with, you wanted a big book, you wanted 168 pages, you decided that, okay, well, 38 pages will do. Whatever you have, you can structure it accordingly, and they can assist you. Go down and check them out at DaVinciPrinting242.com, DaVinciPrinting242.com. They are on the Village Road Shopping Plaza right there at the intersection, Village Road, Wolf Road, Soldier Road, and Bernard Road. Right there at the intersection, right there at the plaza. You can be able to see them on the side of the bank. They get everything, the top notch. Check them out. And also, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. If you are in the market, you just talked to your MP, you were scared that we're getting to early election, you ain't got your plates yet, you had a conversation, you finally get your plates, your SD plates, so forth and so on. You got your plates before you get your cars, or now you get your cars, you got your plates, you need insurance. Go and check them out, right? You got your livery plates, your taxi plates, your jitney plates, your SD plates, any of those things, right? Jet skis, any of those things. Go down there and get insurance. In-house financing. They can be able to assist you in that. 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS, number 407 Blue Hill Road, Southdale, right there. My good friend Ethric Bo could take very good care of you in all those areas and be able to assist in that. So go check them out. They're open on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1, from 9 a.m. to 2. Let's talk now. Let's talk. I started off monotone because this was heavy on my spirit. I did. And I can do this. I'm going to do this. I started off monotone because I don't know how to bridge this. I don't know how to approach this conversation with you. I don't know what to say to give you a clear understanding of where my heart is, as opposed to the entertainment factor and the dynamism that the show effect, the entertainment effect of the show. Like, I don't want you to believe that this is what the intent is. Before anything on this show here, The Foundation, I would like to empower and enlighten. That's it. Encourage, empower, enlighten. That's it. That's what I want to do with my show. That's what I want to do with my show. If the entertainment comes, it's only because of my personality. If entertainment comes, because this is who I am. Not because I seek the kind of do-do-do-do-do-do, right, to give you the shuffle and dance. I'm not here, you know, trying to be able to do that and play blackface with you. That's not my style. I'm not into that. I'm here because of conviction, because of opportunity that presented itself, and then gradually moving into this space. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'm truly grateful for those persons who tune into me on a day-to-day basis. From this position and vantage point, I have forged a significant amount of relationships, and trust me, I don't take it lightly. I am grateful that for any acknowledgement and to know the people that I've come to know over the years. I have found a great deal of friends in this space, and I've made a great deal of foes in this space. I know that. I play naive. You don't know me like that, but I play dead stupid, like I don't know. But I think you know that I know. But I play stupid with you, like I don't know. But I know that I've forged a significant amount of foes sitting from this particular point, for whatever reason. I don't fight it. But I always take this very serious. I always sit in this position and take into account the responsibility I have for enlightenment, the responsibility I have for activation. I see my nation, my country, my people as stagnant. That's how I see it. If you could see in my mind, I see a lake, like a pool, a talent pool, right? But there's no current moving in. So there's nothing moving. So the water has become stagnant. And with every murder, with every tribulation, with every domestic violence issue, with every concept and idea that goes contrary to being able to identify and embrace human beings and afford opportunity to be able to assist our brothers and sisters, with every issue that spews from this pool, this stagnant pool, there is an odor that in my mind and my conviction goes to the nostrils of God. This is me. And he could smell the stench of lack of productivity and application and focus and commitment and tapping into the potential that exists here, because this talent pool that exists in the country has not been troubled. And I know a lot of persons are looking for a proverbial Moses or an angel to come down and touch the water, but we have the energy to cause vibration in this space. I don't need external vibration. It's in me. We could shake it up. We can cause there to be currency, and whatever clog that exists in our society, we can move that. Yesterday I got some telephone calls that I haven't gotten in a long time. And those telephone calls were people I haven't, some of these people I haven't spoken to in a very long time. Some of these people I deliberately don't bother with. Not in a bad way. But, you know, some people I just haven't heard from in a long time. And throughout the course of the conversations, there has been a consistency that says, Howard, you really have any F&M for lunch every day? I said, well, this is peculiar. That's not the case. He said, yes. I tried to make an argument to all these persons who call me that I'm steadfast and convicted in what I'm saying, not because I seek to destroy Dwayne Sands. That's not the intent. We often have a conversation here on the foundation about the fact that democracy is a facade in this country, that it's not real, that democracy is afar off from us, that democracy is engineered in this country. This is what we talk about. We talk like this. That is by design, strategically, by men and women that we identify as leaders in our country who wield power, political and otherwise, who seek to be able to retain this power for themselves, their family, and their lovers. And the only way that they can do that is ensure that the decks, the cards are stacked in their favor. As I look at the Free National Movement, who has now flung its doors open to society with transparency and said that we're going to a convention to settle the social malarkey. We're going to a convention to be able to settle the dust of the relentless issues that exist between who is an actual leader within the organization. We are going to deal with this. All right, since you flung the doors open, here, socially, we're going to walk in. And because I got the mic and I got the big mouth, I can walk in first. Now, as I walk into the organization, I realize that whatever this council chooses is what we're going to be stuck with. And I have to say stuck with. We, the Bahamian people who seek to identify a potential alternative to governance, or lack thereof, in our country right now. We've already come to a conclusion that the third parties are done. We've already concluded that the third parties are absolutely done. It is hogwash. The only person that seems to be holding out for the proper negotiation to find himself nestled in the proper position within the FNM or the PLP seems to be Lincoln Bean. He's doing a good job. Every other party that we've identified seeking, if they haven't done so already, to find themselves in the fold of one of the established political parties in our country. Now, as this door is flung open and we have identified these things, we know that the individuals that this council chooses at their convention, at their selection, at their positions, however they choose them, they will now dust them off, clean them up, and present them to the country as potential candidates for various constituencies. The only way we can ensure that there is integrity, conviction, a steadfast commitment to the constitution of the country is whether or not we see a commitment to the constitution of your organization. So we're looking at you. We're looking at you to make a determination as to whether or not you have what it takes to be able to represent us in this dispensation. And so I go hard. Not out of hatred, not out of dislike, not out of disdain, not out of, indifference. Out of a sheer, transparent, and relentless desire to be able to see strength and conviction come out of your organization. We've done the same thing to the PLP when they've had their go at it. You've done the same thing, maybe because of my intimate knowledge, it seems like I'm a little harsh with the Free National Movement. But I want to be able to assure you that I've made a commitment, because they called me, and I'm not going to say who called me, because it was several calls. I've made a commitment to go on a fast as it relates to a conversation with any specificity to an individual as opposed to an overarching idea or a concept of what we desire in our politics today. I think we should have our say. And I think by engaging you on this level, with this level of conviction and transparency, it is my hope to raise the bar beyond petty politics, beyond to crush the spirit of an individual, but to maturity and a very clear understanding that our desire is to see strength in our political discourse, in our men and women that present themselves publicly. There lacks conviction. There is a relentless genuflecting to the juggernauts that exist within the organizations to move the party in the direction that they seek, never yielding to faith, never yielding to democracy, always to the whims of their desires. And I guess I can't talk about that. The question I have for you is, should we talk about that? Of course, the issues in our countries will continue to stack up. But if it's not confronted by men and women with conviction, then all they will do is become a tsunami and an eventual salami, and wrap us all into this one pile of a meat carcass in death. We need to do better than this. I got to be as decent as possible as I say this to you. It is not my desire to ridicule, lambaste, or pull down any individual. I relentlessly and consistently speak of an office. the potential and the requirements that accompany this particular seat, this office. Whoever sits in the seat, it's not a target on your back. It's only a question as to whether or not you've applied yourself to the Constitution. It's only a question as to whether or not you've presented your convictions. It's a question of whether or not you, man, woman, boy, or girl, are the right person for this time. I'm going to open up the lines, guys. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Marco's is bringing you a pizza experience like never before. Introducing our new Pizzoli baked with house-made dough. Stuffed with three fresh cheeses and premium toppings. Spiced with irresistible garlic sauce and Romeshan seasoning for only $8.95. Choose from four incredible toppings. Buffalo chicken, pepperoni, chicken bacon ranch, and pepperoni and sausage. Order now at marcospizzabahamas.com. Every store, every day. Because this is not just pizza, it's the Italian way.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Cavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
BWF wishes all mothers a happy Mother's Day. As we celebrate you, mothers wear many hats. For these hats, we say thank you for your unconditional love, commitment, sacrifices, and dedication. Happy your mother with love this Mother's Day with a gift from BWF during our 2 weeks of Mother's Day savings. Up to 40% off Monday, April 29th through Saturday, May 11th. Savings include appliances, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, houseware supplies, bath towel gift sets, quilts, comforters and sheet sets, curtains, floral decor, and much, much more. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street, telephone 394-0004 or 6. Check us out on Facebook. We ship to the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company, chopping the thing down, having a good conversation with you, and continuing to do the things that we've been called to do. So hurricane season is afoot. We're going to be able to talk about those things. We got everything available. There's special all-inclusive rates available for you and double insertion when you get in the newspaper. So call us 302-2300, and you can be able to find out more information. Anyone from the ad team, from the sales team, they can be able to assist you with that. Hurricane season 2024 special selections and special all-inclusive rates, double insertion, the Nassau Guardian newspaper special section, and Star 106.5 FM. So they got all the kind of information for you. Please, please, please give them a call and find out more information about it. Now I got to do this because my wife asked me what happened yesterday. And I was disappointed. I mean, I didn't know. I tried my best to, you know, show a good face. But I was disappointed in the telephone calls yesterday. I was. Because it showed me a lack of maturity. It showed me that we often have a conversation about the necessity to move towards maturity in our politics. But when there is the rubber meets the road, and we're having a transparent conversation, the rebut is a childish rebut, like little children. If you say something, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? So it was an exhausting thing. Because you think that you're dealing with strong men and strong women who can be honest and transparent. But we realize that we're dealing with people who have a desire to attain a position, not to reform anything, not to transform a thing. I just want to be decent. I carried this in my spirit all night last night. I didn't sleep hardly because I want to know how to approach this question, how to approach this conversation. How do we talk about the necessity for being able to see what is quite obvious before us without offending the person who is attached to the seat? How? How do we talk about the potential what exists within organizations and what we expect from a constitutional standpoint within our country, within political organizations, within private sectors? How do we talk about this? How? Without offending the person who sits in the seat. Persons who happen to, you know, not necessarily adhere themselves to the constitution of those spaces that they sit in. But they affix themselves to the tradition that has been molded and the culture that has been formed over time for that seat. How? How can we talk and be honest and vulnerable with ourselves to get to a real resolve without hurting your little fragile feelings? I want to talk about it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. That's a call on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Howard. This is your buddy, your old buddy.
What's happened with you?
Is this open line today?
Well, yeah, let's do open line.
Okay.
That might help me.
Let me say something. The post office, Cable Beach.
Okay.
No matter what time of the day you go there, there's a hotel opposite that. All the staff park there. My mom always goes there. She complained inside to the post office, and she gets no results because the staff them stay parked there.
But then they get security out there. I see when I pull up, sometimes there's a security officer out there telling you, "Don't park here, don't park here."
Okay, so they told, when my mom keep her inquiring, they say she have to speak with the MP. But I tell my mom, somebody on the payroll to that parking lot.
The MP?
That's what they tell my mom.
The MP is Menace.
The
that's Kalani,
in charge,
right?
Of the post office.
The, who does his master postman?
I don't know. But for some reason, you cannot, no matter what time of the day you go there, and you go inside the building, maybe two or three people in the building, but there's 100 cars in that little space, whereas the hotel have their parking in the back of another building, but no staff goes there.
I like what you say. Okay, so the post office on Cable Beach don't afford you opportunity. How old is your mother?
80-something.
And she's go check on a little mail every so often?
Every week.
My God. This is her routine. She needs to do this.
She needs to do this.
Yes, I agree with you.
And sometimes when I take her, if I take her in the morning, I have to park across the doorway and sit in the car.
And wait for her.
And wait for her.
What does the security officer say to you?
There's nowhere for me to park. And then they have ropes and stuff. Something has to be done because no one seems to have an answer.
All right, we can put it out there. We can talk about it. I appreciate you putting that on the table today.
But I have your number.
827-827-0111.
I have it. I have it in my phone. I was the one who you helped to the hospital, Howard.
You're a good, decent woman. Praise God for you.
All right, hallelujah. I ain't gonna fight you.
Hallelujah.
That's what I call for today. But I like what you're going with all the weeks from last week to do. Just
thank
keep
you,
it
baby.
Up.
Thank you, baby. See you later.
Okay, have a good day.
See you later. All right, guys. So if you're listening in and you're part of the post office, I agree with them. After your mother and your father get so old, they need the rhythm in their life, right? I know. I have old people who I love. I have my grandmother. She would say, come, baby, come drive me to Freeport. She have nothing to do. We live in Ibarra. Come, baby, come drive me to Freeport. And I love hanging out with her. So I would just drive her to Freeport. I told you I would sit down with her for hours and watch Channel 40. I think it was 40. At the time, and just the obituary section. Oh, Jesus, that's Junior? Boy, I remember when he first moved to Freeport, boy, he was dragging slippers. He did well for himself. This is the conversations that Grammy and I would have. It's important to keep our grandparents' minds active. And if at 80-some years old, they seek to kind of make a little circle and find a routine for themselves, it is incumbent upon us to ensure that we could accommodate them, to keep them comfortable as possible. And it ain't hard. Take the cars out of the lot if they're not supposed to be there. Or at least on the more western side, which is closer to the door, ensure that that area right there is reserved for people like that. You know only mama them coming to the post office. Young people don't come there at all for nothing. I see one young girl start to tell us that being able to save our money at the post office and at 5% interest and so forth and so on. I'm waiting for you guys to come here and have a good conversation with us. But let's talk about that. We can put this out to the front there. Ensure that you could accommodate our senior citizens with the rhythm that they've done things to keep their mind at ease. They don't want to go senile. They don't want to go crazy. And they don't need to be frustrated to go check the box for two envelopes. Make sure you take care of Grammy. All right? This is the post office. Guys, the lines are wide open. If you want to be able to have a conversation with us, please do so. Telephone caller on the line, go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon. How are you doing, Howard?
All is well. What's happening with you?
Right here, man. Right
hey, this is Anton. What's up, Anton?
Yeah, man. It's all a little different.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're trying to be able to snoo somebody. You need to stop, Anton. You do.
No.
What's happening?
I'm not feeling too hot, but nonetheless, you open up what I thought was a foundational conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this conversation goes back to the establishment of politics in our country, Howard. That's how historical in nature this conversation is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that persons listening in would take advantage of the opportunity to engage in the discussion today. But
mm-hmm.
let me just make some points on this, Howard. Look, you ask a very serious question, and some of my responses in the limited time would include personal sacrifice, Howard. That is one of the only ways to attain what you have asked or what you would like to see happen in politics in our country. Because, Howard, when we look back to the mindset of the original freedom fighters in our country, when you look back to the mindset of the original majority rule, because that was the era and that was the movement, a majority rule movement, politicians in our country, that is no longer today in the minds and hearts of the new politicians, Howard. That is no longer. You know, Howard, these politicians today believe that in executing their jobs, they're doing you a favor. You hear what I'm saying to you, Howard?
Yes.
These politicians today believe, and if I tell you some of the stories, Howard, I look at some of these men and women in the government who I support today, and I consider myself to be someone who loves my party. And who has sacrificed tremendously, far more than 90% of these people who are on the front line today. Right, Howard? But when I look at their mindset, Howard, it aggravates the very soul of my spirit. You hear what I'm saying to you, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Because the mindsets are very poor. It's a poverty mindset where it's almost as though you're battering to get things done in the country. I'm saying this to you as someone who comes from a foundation PLP. And someone who loves the PLP as my generation of PLP. Right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who knows what it is to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Not just hang around and kiss butt, because I don't do that. But to speak your mind, to look for a better change, to look for opportunity creation. But Howard, in order for that to work outside of you being prepared to make personal sacrifice, you have to identify the right set of individuals to sit in the seat, which goes back to another part of the conversation that you started to engage in. You recall that part, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Where you were talking about the selection process for these persons who sit in the House.
Yes.
Howard, the majority, the way our politics is laid out, you are correct. The deck is stacked. There's no question about it. The deck is stacked. And it is stacked in a filthy way, Howard, not in a positive and progressive way, in a filthy way, because most of these people aren't on the same accord, Howard. That's the only other way. In addition to that, Howard, in addition to having politicians who are one mindset, one heart, and one spirit in order to accomplish what you are talking about today, Howard, outside of that and outside of the other aspect that I mentioned initially, you would have to have, Howard, a situation where the election process within a local party system at a national convention includes all persons who participate in that party's politics. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying, Howard?
Yes. Yes.
Let me put it another way to make sure people, or crystallize it, to make sure people appreciate the importance of what I'm saying, Howard. When we go to national general elections,
yes,
what happens, Howard? Who gets to participate?
Those people in the council.
Not national convention.
Oh, national general election. Oh, yeah. Everybody could be able to participate. You want
every
to?
Every behemoth has the opportunity to participate.
Yeah.
Is that the same circumstances at the national convention?
No.
Howard?
No.
It is not the same circumstance at a national convention. Therefore, Howard, the decks are stacked. And they are not stacked in a positive and progressive way, Howard. You entertain with your opening conversation, Howard, something that is critical to politics in our country, something that I've been personally speaking to for at least 20 years since the airwaves opened up, Howard, right? It's almost as though sometimes on with certain conversations, you're a lone wolf, right? And when you speak out publicly, people don't appreciate that. They don't like that. And the only way for you to bring knowledge, to edify people, to empower people, so that people could then begin to recognize what has been happening to them over the decades, is to speak openly and suffer the consequence as a result of speaking openly. You understand what I'm saying, Howard?
Yeah.
There's a price to pay, Howard. And it's unfortunate, Howard, because it's almost, if you want to juxtapose it, Howard, it's almost as though we are back to 62 and 67.
This is
Howard.
Crazy. This is where, crazy.
Where, pardon
this
me,
is, this is crazy, Anton.
Where, Howard, you had the blue-eyed individuals who would tell you, if you do this, forget the pound of flour, forget the pound of rice, or whatever the case may be. It is almost as though in 2024, we have gone back to that type of nasty politics in our country, Howard.
Wow.
It's going to take a serious change to bring about the realities of what we are talking, what you open up your conversation talking about today. Because I've been talking about this for the last 20 years, Howard. However, unlike persons, I land right here, Howard. Even though I could go on a lot more, I land right here. Unlike persons, Howard, who decide to move on from the party that they originally fell in love with, run away from the challenges faced in their party in order to bring about the change, to start another party or a third or a fourth party or a French independent party, I'm one of those individuals, Howard, who believes in fighting from within.
I
have the stamina and the guts to fight from within.
I like that. Thank you, my brother.
God bless.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Guys, I just won't talk like this, man. I'm telling you, I was so disappointed yesterday. Y'all have no idea. I was so disappointed yesterday. I listen to me. I even robbed my wife. She was about to do something for me. I end up having to pay more for the thing. And I said, I asked you to do something. And why you ain't set it up like this? He said, but I did set it up. Why didn't you just go there? I said, you didn't give me it. So now we end up rowing. But this ain't really had nothing to do with her. This is just the energy, the collective energy that I actually now transfer into a woman that ain't had nothing to do with this. And so she identified that right away. She said, what happened? Who make you mad now? And so I had to pause. Now, I didn't tell her what happened because I'm not prepared to talk about it yet. I gotta let it sit. And I haven't spoken about it. I went home and I kind of just hung out. I didn't, you know, I just hung out and listened to some music, some jazz and stuff like that. And I tried to drift off. Was disappointed. I'm telling you, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. Because this is not the light of who you are. When you guys present yourselves as professionals, as lawyers, as doctors, as priests, as saints, as social workers, whatever your profession is, you're professional, man. When you present yourselves as politician, you become a minion. That's crazy to me. That you forget your conviction and your strength and your call. And you forget that you tell us that you have purpose in this position. I want to talk about it when we get back, guys. Quick commercial break and be right back after news.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion. And Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's grounds ignite with Bahamian Talent. Featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, Shine 242.
They know if you like raining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Jovi Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Ramis, Stevie S, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Today, grateful to be in your company. I was about to say, great to be in the neighborhood, won't you be mine? It's too much. I think the cardigan did that. I'm wearing a cardigan today. I feel like Mr. Rogers, it's too much. Guys, please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. I want to talk like this. We're having a conversation. One of the things that I actually, that popped up in my mind through this kind of a contemplation of how to approach this conversation and just listening to different concepts and ideas that came to me, right? And so now this smorgasbord of information, I'm trying to be able to strategically put it in a position that it makes sense. So I'm looking for clarity through it all. And one of the elements that came up and sort of it popped to the surface for me is when I hear men speak of God, right? So it's peculiar. It's one of the things that we do. I think that's a natural default, that if you want somebody to support you, just tell them, say God, say Jesus. They can come, right? It's just sort of a generic default position in our country. And our politicians, they know how to maneuver and waver this kind of a thing, right? And so the idea that God has sent me to this position, from a political standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, let's say this, the idea that God has sent me, I get a prophecy when I was 7 years old. You tell me I can be the prime minister, they tell me I can be a minister of tourism, they tell me I can do this, to do that from 7 years old. It ain't come true yet. But I know God has called me to this position. So you seek to help God. Yeah. You seek to forge alliances that malign both your character and the strength and conviction of the Constitution that you claim to believe in, biblically and politically. You align yourselves with yesteryear and an idea to prop up those juggernauts of yesteryear and relentlessly give them an opportunity. Oh, but Lord, when Jacob get an opportunity to be able to align himself with his uncle, what do you say? No, no, no. Lest you say, you make me rich, I good. I can leave. I then work you 14 years. I can take your 2 daughters. I can leave. Lest you say, you make me rich. Yeah, that's the beginning and the end of your legacy, wrapped up in an individual, in someone else. No one sees divinity in this. No one sees God in this. All these slick moves and these strategic partnerships and these under-the-table agreements and these the squashing of democracy and these circumventing what is right and superseding justice, all of these kind of dark things that you're doing, there is no God in that. None. There is none. But you seek to say that this is God. Do you mean Moloch? I just want to be very clear. Do you mean Baal? Or Baal, I'm sorry? Is that what you mean? Which God are we talking about? Why? Why do you need to help the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob? Why? Why lie? Or is that just your course? I want to be decent as possible as we have this conversation. I'm trying my hardest. I know you want to hear the backstory of who the call was and what it was and whatnot. I told you I'm fasting. And I suppose the lightheaded approach and sort of the upset posture is as a result of the first day of fasting. Because I won't deal with this. This is energy to me. To have a transparent conversation, an honest conversation about where we are and where we should be. It's just what I want to do. But you want me to lie. You want me to come on the people radio and lie to them and seek to tell them something contrary to what I know is the truth. Because he that have an eye, that have eyes, let him see. And he that hath ears, let him hear. But I have a mouth. I should speak these things. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Mr. Grun.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
Man, you hit me off my top of what I was going to say, but give me 2 points I want to make.
Go ahead.
I hear you saying somebody... You got all kind of prophecy venues around 7 and stuff like that.
No, this is what the people say, not me.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're saying this is what the people saying. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't stop, you know. the people are still saying the same thing, because if they like Mr. Pintard or Mr. Davis or whoever, they will come and say the same thing. These prophecies, this is the silly season that what we are going in. You hear them saying the same thing about Mr. Menace, if they like him, or Mr. Pintard. But we have to go back to the Bible. Lamentation 3 and 37 say, believe not the false prophet. Deuteronomy 18 and 20 and 21 say, they that prophesy, God say, he ain't speak to these people. You see? But they prophesy out of their own heart, because they may like a party, they may like Mr. Pintard, and they want to say, oh, I am so spiritual now, I can prophesy and say, but when you look at the track record of these people who are really doing these prophecies, Mr. Grant, God's not involved inside of it.
No.
But because we fall for it. See, we are so gullible. We fall for these teams and stuff like that. But my last point, I see now Mr. Maurice Moore is throwing his hat behind Mr. Pintard. And that is his right, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like he was once a supporter of Mr. Menace one time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now, he is saying Mr. Menace had a chance. So, it seemed to me, all of those, some of those cabinet ministers that Mr. Menace had in his cabinet, they are now running behind Mr. Pintard, which is their right also. Mr. Turncrest, Mr. Simonet, and all of them and stuff like that. And I can imagine how Mr. Menace really feel now to know that he had some of these fellas in his bosom. It reminds me of scripture when Jesus turned around and he looked and he said, Will you all follow me also? And the disciples said, Lord, whom shall we go? You got the answer. So it seemed like Mr. Menace not putting him on an equal power with Jesus. But it seemed like he don't have the answer no more, because these people who he had among him, they are now running behind Mr. Pintard and stuff like that, which is their right. But we will see when the June place come. Is Mr. Pintard been? Well, good for him. But all the leaders show you only what do for Christ will last. Thank you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly, guys. The lines are wide open if you want to have this kind of a conversation. Are you going to give me space to talk like this? You have to... Okay. I'm going to breathe and do this. I give God praise, honor, and glory for the arc of financial safety at this point. That is Guardian Radio for me. That I sit in this position, an advantage point, right? I sit at a position where I can be able to identify, right, and see everything and its position. That's what it is. I can assess it, I can identify it, and we could be able to speak about it. And I don't have to fear that somebody can fire me or somebody can say how I don't do this or how I don't say that. You know that we have autonomy in this space. Here at the foundation, we have the autonomy of being able to speak with clarity. Once we enlighten, and nobody name and causing the people getting sued, we're going to have a very clear conversation. So I'm grateful to the principals, ownership, management of Guardian, to affording me and affording others to have this kind of a transparent conversation and really fortifying the fourth estate. I'm grateful for it. And in being able to take on that position, I have to tell you the truth. Now, it's indifferent. It may be socially taboo. It may be unacceptable based upon the juggernauts that continue to be able to live among us. But this is the observation that I've made. I listened to the gentleman talk about Maurice Moore. Now, I can tell you a story that you don't know. Now, a lot of people don't know this story, and I will tell you this story. This is only to be able to speak to the character of Maurice Moore and his consistency over the course of time. Maurice Moore sent for me. I didn't know him. I knew of him. Of course I know of him, but I don't know him. He sent for me right? When he saw me kind of kicking up and starting to have a conversation from a political standpoint and being able to speak with transparency about, you know, what should be and, you know, and the DNA and so forth and so on, I left the DNA. So I was out in the quote-unquote wilderness for a long time. One thing led to another. Maurice Moore sent for me. So now I'm sitting in Maurice Moore's house in Pindus Point, Grand Bahama. And as I'm sitting in Maurice Moore's house, Maurice Moore says, Howard, come by me and bring your wife. That's what he says. So we then talk. All the initial conversations and, you know, introductory conversations happen over the telephone and everything like that. He knows my mother. Of course, he knows my mother, right? But he sends for me. So he says, Howard, come and sit by me, right? Bring your wife. Now, anytime an older gentleman, these statesmen, these men of strategic position in our country tell you, bring your wife, something is about to happen. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Anytime the old fellas say, bring your wife, that's a contract getting cut. Okay, so you don't know this. Maybe an old man never called for you. Maurice says, Howard, bring your wife. Now, his wife was still living at the time. And so I said, okay, no problem. I tell my wife, Maurice calls for us. Let's go. So she dressed up. You know, casual. This isn't like put on your Sunday best. We get him at Maurice's house. We can sit with him. We can have breakfast. He says that. His wife cooked breakfast for us. I sat in Maurice Moore's house for 4 hours, just having conversation. I won't tell you what he says, but I became a disciple that day. Because no man has ever identified the potential that existed in me from a political standpoint. I haven't even seen these things. I can't even see what Maurice tell me within me. I can't even see it. So he's telling me it. So this feels prophetic to me. But I just sit in here and absorbing the information. And through the absorption of the information and just listening to Maurice Moore and sitting at his feet, he's speaking quietly. Maurice don't talk loud. If you know Maurice, only time you hear him talk loud is when he's behind the podium. Maurice don't talk loud. He's sitting down there. Well, what do you think about this? And that? Yeah, you know, what do you consider this? And blah, blah, blah. So we're talking. 4 hours. 4 hours. And so I asked a couple questions. And I asked if he could do a couple of things for me. He said, absolutely, Howard, I can do that for you. We can work on that. But this is what I want you to do. Maurice identified a constituency. He want me to run in the constituency. He want me to do that. He says, Howard, in due time and due season, I'll be transitioning on. This happened years ago. I tell you, his wife was still with us. He said, Howard, I'll be transitioning on. And I need to know that the organization has integrity, has conviction, has strength, has determination to continue to be able to uphold the standards and the Constitution what we fought for. We need to know that we have good people. The organization is maligned with people who are in it for themselves, a lot of them. But we need to identify people that still have conviction because the country needs good people. Man, I was overwhelmed when I sat with Maurice Moore. Overwhelmed. You've never heard me tell this story. And as I sit with Maurice Moore and I listen to him, I know he has the heart of the nation at hand. That he still exists. His wife has predeceased him. She's gone on. He's been battling with an illness for a very long time. But the Father has preserved him despite it all. Despite it all, he has been preserved to be able to speak life into the party. And it's an amazing thing that he's still here. So when I read this story, Maurice says that Minnis had his chance. Now, when I read this, without going into it, I realize that this was only through deduction, through discernment from a political standpoint, that Maurice has the insight to understand that we've reached out to Minnis and asked him whether or not he had a heart in this particular stead. And he's not shown that. So as a result of not showing that, we want to be able to identify youth. Maurice has always identified youth. He's always identified youth. He's been consistent in that. So I cannot fight Maurice's posture, position of being able to select or give this sort of this acknowledgement and support to Michael C. Pintard. I just received information also that Shalindon Cartwright, in his deputy capacity, who is going in unopposed in his deputy capacity of the Free National Movement, has placed his support for Michael C. Pintard. All right, so it's continuing to elevate, right? Because I'm reading the information as time progresses. But as I look at this, I only want to ask a question. Is it only based upon the options that are available? I hold Maurice Moore to the highest regard politically. He's not only, in my mind, the founding father of the Free National Movement, he is a representation, the embodiment, and a living proverbial sacrifice. Don't make him sound angelic, I would stop it. No, he is a living proverbial sacrifice to the political consciousness and conviction in this country. That is where I hold Maurice Moore at. I am so grateful as I was 30-some years old at the time. As a 30-some-year-old man, now 40, I'm going to be 43 this year. I'm so elated, and I hold it in high regard, the conversation that I had with a man that was able to stand and say, you're going contrary to where we were supposed to be. He's still living. Still living and still identifying talent that has a heart for the country. Though it may be through the Free National Movement, the overarching objective is always country first. Kudos to Maurice Moore, to his existence, to his life, and to his offspring. I think he's an amazing guy. He truly is. If he's chosen Michael C. Pintard, of course, I could be able to push back on him saying that Minnis has had his chance. Of course I could say that. Of course I put that, right? Of course I could be able to identify these things and start to talk about Cecil, start to talk about Tommy, start to talk about all these leaders that we've identified in the Free National Movement, start to talk about Hubert Ingraham and whether or not he's had enough chances or whether or not there's even opportunity for him to have more. The only reason that Hubert Ingraham hasn't taken another chance is because he decided. But there was a relentless call for him to be able to come back. Of course I could push back on Maurice's position to indicate that Minnis has had enough time. And if we look at the slate of persons who've been given an opportunity to Free National Movement, why haven't we said that about Dion Folks? Why haven't we said that about Andre Rollins? Why haven't we said that about Howard Johnson? Why haven't we said that about Tommy Turnquest? Why haven't we said this? See, there are many persons who the party has given opportunity to and said, hey, listen, we've given you a chance and you didn't succeed. Now we want you to support in this particular stead. And they serve. But there's just one person. Relentlessly. A steady commitment and an idea to find this individual, man or woman, within the confines of leadership in the ocean. And I just ask myself, but these are questions that you don't want me to ask. You don't want me to ask these questions. You don't want me to talk like this. You want me to leave it alone because Howard, money go where money lie. And certain men ain't got no money. My God, you know, life has a way of showing you imbalance. That you could be well endowed financially and lack the moral character and leadership capability of being able to move forward. That you can be well endowed physically, still be an airhead. That you can be well endowed socially and still lack the ability of being able to lead. The conversation is just balance. Is there balance in any of this conversation that we're having? The individuals who present themselves, the slate of candidates that are eager and throw their hands up to say, I won't be on your ticket. I will do whatever it takes. Let me get on your ticket. I won't be on your ticket. I support you. Oh my God, I'll tell everybody, let me be on your ticket. And you hop on a ticket and the ticket have a slate of people and this slate gets in. And immorality creeps in. Inconsistency creeps in. Lack of communication creeps in. This unjust position and the rejection of the Constitution creeps in again. That's all I want to say. This is me being decent to you. I promise you, this is me being decent to you. Lines are wide open. Call me this live. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
I really appreciate you sharing that story with us. I have always considered more small a great behemoth, great hero of our country. For him to actually sit back and say that, you know, he thinks a lot.
I'm trying to tell you now.
You understand? He deep in thought.
I never tell that story to nobody. I figure today I got to tell everybody. Maurice is a decent man.
He's a very good man, and for him to say that, everyone should know where his loyalty is lying to the Bahamas. It wasn't really to any party or anything like that. He was always behemoth first. And that's what we need, that type of rhetoric is what we need now in our country. Not saying that you can't be aligned to a party, but your heart has to be for the behemoth. And a lot of these parties have lost that. Yeah, BNF and that. A lot of individuals in these parties just for self. You know, they go and they're talking this big talk. It's all about them in the end. And I really appreciate you sharing that story with us. And I hope that you try again, man, Howard. You're a very intelligent man. You're a very intelligent man. And in this Bahamas, you know, people would be hating on you and thinking all this stuff, but I could see you as a leader in this country.
I appreciate you.
You know what I mean? We really appreciate you on the show, man.
I appreciate you, cuz.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Right. I appreciate that. It's a Texas chemistry. Howard, God gave you a platform to reach and influence the whole Bahamas. You know the difference between good and evil. Use your power for good instead of praising people with bad intentions. Why not make a change? The old governments of the past have done nothing positive for the Bahamians. It's time to give someone else a chance. This is a Texas coming through. I want to thank you guys for that. All of us have the same power. I'm not out here as a beige Power Ranger, right? I'm not out here as a with these powers combined. I'm not out here like I'm just you know what it is? I know I'm going to die one day. I know I am. I know that none of these things matter. None. I know that from dust I came and from to dust I will return. I know that. And because I walk with this daily consciousness of morality, of mortality rather, right? Because I walk with this daily consciousness and understanding that the opportunities that I have been given, that the infusion of my mother's eggs at the time that she was infused with eggs by my father was not a happenstance. That I was born in this time and dispensation to do something. And no matter whether or not I was cutting grass, whether or not I was doing customer service, whether or not I was standing behind the hotel, don't matter where I was, I always believe that I was called for something bigger than this. And no matter what, every time I serve not man, but that conscious understanding of my mortality coming to an end. And me, in my stead and position, standing before my maker, and he's saying to me, well done. That's it. I don't care how you feel about my service. Once I know that I'm serving supremacy with a clear understanding of where I've been called to, no matter what I had to go through, I can do it. Talk to me. That's for you, human style. Let's be decent today. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line with us. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Then you call back.
Yes, sir. Just,
what you
just
say?
Need 1 minute, please.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Howard, you know, and this is me speaking independently.
Bahamian first, right? Looking around this country and looking at how leaders have tried and how leaders have failed since there's been an independent government, meaning going back from 1992 coming forward, Howard, I believe within my heart that the next level of leadership in the Bahamas, if we're going to accomplish the status quo, the breaking of the back of the status quo, the equal opportunities, the advancement of Bahamians, the true empowerment of Bahamians, not in no minimalist way, the true empowerment of Bahamians, the creation of a new wealth class in this country, a new segment and section of millionaires in this country, where opportunities are flowing, Howard, that person is going to have to be someone who stands on 2 feet, Howard,
yes,
who is not influenced by those above them in any substantial way, who has the heart for the people, and who is prepared to look within their own self and ensure that whatever is in their heart that God put in there comes to fruition, whether they got to hijack, move, fire, step on, or stump some people around them, whoever that individual is, Howard. And I learned that ended before he went to the airport yesterday with it. Howard, the person who still has that opportunity today, and this isn't political, this is speaking as Bahamian, the person who still has that opportunity right now is the Prime Minister Davis. Prime Minister Philip Davis still has that opportunity. If Prime Minister Davis fails in bringing that to fruition, Howard, the next person will have to fit that description. If not, we're going to find ourselves in the same discussion like madmen at the end of the day. Thank you, my brother.
I appreciate you guys. Let me take this quick telephone. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Right back after this. Foundation.
Hear what boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No. About how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that. And you're always crying for him out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, she didn't get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIBRateIncrease.com.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle, every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
World's Hand Hygiene Day is celebrated each year on May 5th and focuses on the importance of hand hygiene in healthcare. Washing your hands properly is the most effective way to prevent the spread of germs that cause diseases. Healthcare workers, be sure to have hand hygiene supplies available at every point of care and clean your hands before and after care. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 to 30 seconds. Hand hygiene is not just for healthcare workers, it's for everyone. Make having clean hands your habit. Save lives. Clean your hands. This message brought to you by the Infection Prevention and Control Unit of the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the foundation on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Grateful to be in your company. I'm happy that you afforded me the opportunity to kind of alleviate myself and relieve myself of the burden of whether or not men are prepared to step with consciousness, strength, determination, and fortified by a very clear understanding that my help cometh from the Lord. Come on, man. Oh, God, I just get preachy. I don't mean to preach to y'all. I don't mean to preach to y'all, but I only could tell you what my heart, but what I full with. That my determination of being able to step back, whether it be from Zedness, whether it be from the Free National Movement, whether it be from the DNA, whether it be from anything, the only thing that I found myself tethered to is love for my wife, love for God, love for the idea that I've been called to something greater. That's it. I am willing to step back from all of this because I know that my source, my help cometh from the Lord. But I don't understand men that you tell me that God sent you, that God has anointed you to sit in this position and you got to help God get to help you. I am confused. I am confused by you. I am absolutely baffled by the fact that your preamble is that God has sent me in this position. And then you do everything to batter, to connive, to create, to strategically place yourself in the position of leadership that you tell me that God called you to. You create enemies along the way. Oh, but, you know, the Word of God says to me that His burden is light. Oh my God, I just want to be decent. I just want to be decent today. I just want to be decent today. We got a couple more minutes. The lines are wide open. I want you to give me a call. 323-622, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Grant. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
I'm all right. Mr. Grant, you know what I'm saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
What George Bush say? Fool me once.
Yeah, George.
Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on you. Fool, you can't get fooled again.
George Bush was something else. Yeah, but Howard, I mean, like, you know, you started off the show talking about the same thing that you're talking about just now, like how individuals go into position claiming this and claiming that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and then you said that that all they can do is basically securing power and influence, like for themselves and their families, etc., right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like you know, we have seen this over and over repeatedly, Howard. I mean, you know what I mean? And what gets me is that, or what I can't get is that how, like, we could talk like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when there's, like, political events or whatever, or political chicken and jiving within the parties, right, we get all into it and talk about it as if these people are truly our saviors,
mm-hmm.
you know? And,
mm-hmm.
and what I noticed, too, is that even the supporters, just like the politicians themselves, from the perspective that when individuals are in opposition, you know, you hear them talking all the good talks, they talk everything that needs to happen, et cetera. They complain about the things that are wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the same with their supporters, when their supporters call in and they're in opposition, they always complain about certain things that the government may be doing that's corrupt, like contracts and different stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when their government get in power, the same thing that they were complaining about is the same thing that they want, the same thing that they're expecting to happen for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a really crazy place that we live in, because like I say, Howard, how can we know within ourselves that these individuals are not for us on that level, right? And we still continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, Howard. I mean, you are an intelligent brother, Howard. I listen to you, and I must say, you know what I mean? I believe that you have a sincere heart, Howard, and that you're willing to do the right thing. And when chances are been placed in the position, that you would choose the right over the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you see, Howard, we must understand, if you give someone a piece of paper with no margins, right, they can write all over the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give them a piece of paper with some margin on it, right? And then if they go outside the margin, you got to punish them. You understand? We can't afford to have these leaders go in and out of the House of Assembly, right? Benefit themselves, and we know it, right? We know it, and then we like there's no laws or no real things in place to deter them from this action. You see, China is a country who puts capital punishment on corrupt politicians and corrupt businessmen, right? But who is taking us over today? China. China's taking us over today. So the way they govern, or at least the way they try and like have some type of discipline in their system, is benefiting them in some way, because they're taking us over, right? So, but like I say, Howard, we are fools, Howard, and we are not men, Howard, if we allow individuals year after year, to continue to do the same thing to us and jeopardize the future of our children, Howard. You understand where I'm coming from? And then we sit back and we talk about them, like I say before, when it comes political season, it's like, these people are gods, because
yeah.
We're talking about them from
I agree with you.
Like that there's everything, you know?
I agree
Thank
with you.
Thank you very much, Howard. You have a good day, buddy.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. I agree with you. I think all of us, we can see it. I don't know why we play stupid. There's only so many words I can be able to reach and say that. And stupid was, you know, even though it was behind the shelf, because I had to push past indifferent, I had to push past peculiar and grab something that carries the emphasis of what I want to be able to say, right? I don't know why we just play stupid. We actually play stupid. These are the same men that we continue, like the caller said. You see the PLP doing it. If you're an FNM, you actually want to be able to identify those things. But as soon as it comes to you, when your justification, after you have, the light has been shined upon you to say that this is the indifferent, it goes contrary, this is against the law, this is that, your justification relentlessly, especially if you come in under the guise, under the umbrella of your political organization, well, the opposite party has done it. If you're an FNM, the PLPs do it, and you all ain't say nothing about that. You might as well let me get away with it. Well, the FNM has done it, and you all ain't say nothing about it. Why are you only trying to pick on me? You all victimizing me. My God, this is against the law. This is against the law. You caught with your pants down and your hand red. You got grease and all over your mouth. We could see this against the law. Yeah, but you didn't say nothing when the FNM or the PLP or whoever is your opposing political organization. You didn't say nothing when they do it. My God, when we can hold up the standard of this country? When we can do what's right? When you close your eyes in debt and looking at the tongue and groove of the church and your hand crossed and your mother laying across the casket or your auntie or whoever laying across the casket and screaming out. Your children screaming out your name in the church. I only want to ask whether or not the dash between your birth date and your death date was fulfilled with righteousness. Yeah, man, all of us will fall 70 times 7. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us are perfect. We have our indifferences. We have our tribulation. But my God, one day out of 7, you have to have a conscious understanding that this is wrong. You can't live like this. You can't be in leadership position just to be able to ensure that you take care of you. You are an indecent person. I won't be decent with you. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Next telephone call. Go ahead. 323-622-3232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720. Caller, go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
How you doing?
All is well.
Mine is speaking in powerful agenda, and this time, what prompted you to all of this?
The telephone call, I tell you that. I get but four or five telephone calls after the show yesterday that weighed heavy on my shoulder.
Oh, wow. You need to give it better than the national what's going
on. I just want to be decent about it. For the past few weeks, well, let me tell you then. I can let you go and I can tell you the story. Okay, well, hold on. For the past few weeks, I have gone in on talking about what the expectation is of the chairman of the Free National Movement. Not that I have anything. I always give you the preamble of what I identify in Dwayne Sands. I always tell you that I think he's superb in this particular capacity. Hold on. I always tell you I think he's superb in this capacity. I think he is great in his profession. I think he's astute. I think he's, you know, he has high acclaim, so forth and so on in his profession. But, you know, and I've never kind of mince words, especially because we're moving towards his race. Just looking over the course of his chairmanship, there was greater expectation, right? And I got a couple telephone calls yesterday that tried to encourage me from being able to speak with clarity of what the expectation is of a chairman. And it made me exhausted because this has nothing to do with Dwayne Sands. He merely sits in the seat. If it was Carl Kulmer, I would do the exact same thing. If it was Sidney Colley, I would do the exact same thing. If it was Michael Pintard, I would do the exact same thing. If it was Ethan Adderley, I would do the exact same thing. It don't matter who it is. For me, it just don't matter. If it was Howard Grant, I would do the exact same thing. This is what it is. But the calls set not, their desire was not to be able to amplify the Constitution, but amplify the culture and the tradition of the organization. Howard, you know, he's go with a ticket. Howard, we're not going to be able to scrutinize these things. Howard, the leader want Pintard. Don't matter how the leader say he want Pintard, he want Pintard. I'm sorry, the leader say he want Sands. And we ain't getting against Sands. If this is what the leader wants, this is what we're going to do, Howard. Blah, 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 blah. So these are the kind of comments. What the hell you call me for? What you call me for? If you didn't know what you're going to do, what you call me for? Are you afraid that I can influence the council? That's exactly what I want to do. Jesus, God, I just get... See, you pulled me into it. I didn't want to talk like this. Are you afraid that I'm going to influence the council who you've already convinced to vote for the man that you want? For the slate that you want? Are you afraid that when I speak, that some consciousness will open up in these people who have just been meandering in the position of leadership and now they understand their responsibility? And because they understand their responsibility, they may go contrary to your selection? Are you afraid of that? Well, if you think that they're closed-minded and they can do as you say, then don't call me. By God, you make me tired. They make me tired. I couldn't understand it. And that's just what it is. So go ahead, tell me what you want to say. You here with me or you gone? You still here? Go ahead.
I said, you feel better now that you
can't. I feel better. Okay. I feel all better.
Right. You can't go on down this right now, right? We need to stop voting for who we want. That's just how it is with Dr. Menace. And it's just my opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to remember that this country is not about just PRC and FNM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? We need to remember this country mostly is about entertainment, fully affiliated with no politics, right? Mm-hmm. I listen to Anton, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know me and Anton do walk in the same street together, right? What he's saying, he's speaking like a genuine behind him. Hero. Tall. He's walking tall. And what he's saying, in other words, we need to stop party politics all the time and be bohemian. If this man is a better man than the next man, his character speaks more than the other, and he has more to offer, hell with what council say, what party say, what leaders say, he deserves an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what I got, Dr. Menace. They see nobody want Dr. Menace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They only thinking about themselves. They ain't thinking about the Bahamian when it's time for vote. What's the use in you want him and the Bahamian people don't want him? How you where you gonna get? He still ain't get men. So just like the chairman, if you see somebody else to do a better job, majority of the people want that person, put him there. They probably know why they choose him. So that's my take on that out.
I appreciate you.
Nice to see you. Pray for those people, okay?
Pray for you. Thank you, baby. I appreciate your telephone call. Guys, the numbers are out there. We have a few more seconds before we get out of here. Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hello. Hey, how you doing, Alex?
All is well, man. What's happening with you?
Everything good. Listen, I want to say this because I heard what you were speaking about before the about the gentleman. But what I want to speak to is the fact that I think more than ever what Bahamian people are crying for is a totally and completely new system. Now, Michael Pintard offers some a breath of fresh air, right? And that's I think that's to the extent because what I really want to ask you is how do we address the true elephant in the room? And how do we address, and this is what I charge you with to give an answer to, how do you create a political system that is not heavily influenced by monetary value? How do we get people who have the intellect, how have the ability, the capacity, and dare challenge and fight for a new process? How do they make headway into a system that is controlled fully from top to bottom by money?
The only one thing, and I appreciate your telephone call. You got a couple seconds before we could be able to do this. The one thing that that could control that is what the PLP did at the inception. Okay? There's a couple of things that can be able to fix this. Campaign finance reform is one. Okay? One. Boom. The second thing that can be able to fix this is fixed terms for prime minister. That's two. Okay? These are important. The reason why campaign finance reforms levels the playing field, right? And then when we can be able to have transparency and being able to strengthen our position of identifying the funds that each member of parliament receives during their course and so forth and so on. So there should be a level of transparency in these particular spaces. And the fixed spaces for prime ministers, because the prime minister should come in with a very clear understanding that I only have so much time for a legacy. I have to get the best people to make the most impact. Okay, so these are one or two things. And what also the PLP has done is, in their inception, is they scouted talent that existed in the constituencies. No one scouts anymore. They just wait for your last name. They wait as the oligarchs to be able to, for the most part, they want to be able to hear people send them to you. All right, I can put you here. All right, I can put you here. But no political organization has done any scouting. I see the PLP wish to kind of return to that with their assessment for each one of the persons who are, they call it aspirants. Each one of the aspirants for various constituencies, it seems like in one way or another, they wanted to get back to that. But that's how you're going to do it. You have to identify the talent that no matter where you are, poor, rich, indifferent in the constituencies, if you're thinking about your constituency, if you're thinking with innovation, with creativity about how these things can go, there should be enough technocrats and smart people within your organization, who are the proverbial gatekeepers, watch me, the proverbial gatekeepers before you could get that step into as a candidate. There's more we can be able to talk about, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to allow me to alleviate myself and have a good conversation about what should happen for the purposes of growth and development in this country. I really, really believe in you. I believe in your talent. And I believe that we can be able to change this country for the better, for true growth and development, for us to move forward, upward, onward, and together. Let's continue to have rich conversation and dialogue like this right here on The Foundation, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We will see you tomorrow, God spare, right here. Have a great day, guys.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.